Yo, welcome to Real Talk Tuesdays. Oh, damn, I just bombarded that, didn't I? I didn't ask you who's doing the intro. Okay.
Go ahead. I was letting you do it. I was like, yes. Go ahead.
Wait, let me get my sexy voice back. Let me do that again. Let me run that back. Welcome to Real Talk Tuesdays. This is one of your hosts, the amazing Ty Wonder. In front of me, we keep shifting the room, sometimes to the front, sometimes to the right, to the left.
To the right, to the front.
Oh my God, tell me why that came on Saturday.
And you lost your damn mind.
I lost my damn mind. Tally was looking at me like, mommy, and I'm like, yeah. God, candy, sweet as gold.
She's looking at me like, let me see that tussle roll.
She got so embarrassed, she opened the door to leave out the car.
Oh, okay, listen. Bye. I meet you at home.
And I was in the car. Dip, baby, dip, dip.
Come on now.
Dip, baby, dip. Listen, she just don't know. I said, our music at your age was golden.
That's the same thing that our parents said to us.
Right.
You're turning I'm into gonna, your parents. You are now.
I know.
We all see it.
I know.
We all see it. I don't know. I forgot
what I'm saying. Candy sweet is gold.
Yeah, I'm done that you went right back to it, though. Like, you was like, bitch, I didn't miss that fucking beat. Okay, sorry.
Listen, that song was my turn up after filming. But anyway, how you doing?
I'm good. Good.
We
trying to get my life together.
Because you about to take a trip, you leave. On the jet plane.
I can't wait. Like, it was crazy, like, the last couple weeks, but like this last like few days where it was just like, oh,
y'all, yes. I hope y'all have all the fun.
I'm super excited about hanging out with my cousin.
Yeah.
Of course, Christopher's super excited about Staples Center and Nip and all that.
That's dope.
I'm excited. I cannot. I was just telling Christopher this. I cannot wait to go and just sit on the water and meditate. And it's there for real.
Yeah.
To really smell the ocean and to just do that meditation
and
that
feel the gravitational pull too.
You know, oh man, I cannot wait to experience that. This is my first time going to Hawaii. I've been all over the place, but this is gonna be dope because it's gonna be my husband's first time as well.
Yeah, that's dope.
So that's super exciting about that.
All the fun. I'm excited for you.
I ain't packed shit.
It's okay. Just don't wait till the last day and be like, throw the shit in the bag, let's go.
No, that works. I need that though. Like,
sometimes that works.
I'm that person.
I work better under pressure. So
that's what it is for me when it comes. Because if I pack ahead of time, like I'm gonna pack everything but the kitchen sink.
I do the same thing.
You know, so I need to not have time to think about shit.
Right.
You know, because my brain, I'll start packing clothes and be like, you know, well, you know, you just pack only what, you know, for the days that you're going to be there. What? Like, right. Who does that?
Well, I got to pack for a whole month.
But, I mean, because today what I feel like might be cute on Tuesday, come Tuesday, I might be like, that. I don't fucking want to wear that.
Right.
So, I can't pack early. Like, I can't. That's too far too, apart.
Right.
It's too much time for my shit to change, you know. Mercury retrograde might happen. Throw all my shit off.
Take all the shit out the bag.
Right.
Only one dresses.
Right. You know, so I have to literally wait until the last minute. And it just sucks because I have to pack myself, the dog, Dalen. And, you know, so, and it's, we're here Monday.
I'm doggy sitting. I'm so excited. Now she's looking at me like, good luck with that.
Yeah.
Because I'm excited.
I mean, you said you wanted to do it, so hey.
That's my little buddy.
You said you wanted to.
That's my little buddy.
Just I'm excited for you. I have limited access to phone.
I'm excited. You need that.
Oh, I mean, it's you just need the phone, but yeah. So no, we're getting excited. But like I said, it just is like, okay. Trying to keep the anxiety down, kind of like we were talking earlier. Just like, okay, it's gonna be fine.
Right.
It's gonna be good. It's gonna be good.
Yep.
Everything's going to be standing when I get back.
It sure will.
It's all great. So, I mean, this building might still be standing. Y'all might be like, fuck this shit. Had his phone. Here go these keys. You are stupid if you do this.
So we all go need a vacation.
Right. Y'all going to be like, then y'all probably going to be like, oh, Sasha, she really is crazy.
Stupid.
I see why I have my pen all the time.
I'm excited for you, though. You deserve it. Like, ever since I've known you, I haven't known you to take more than, like, 2 or 3 days off at a time. So,
yeah.
You need
this
it.
This is a lot. It's just different, but I'm excited.
Yeah.
Yay.
Well, that's dope. We don't have an idea of how next week is going to work yet.
And that was my Valentine's Day gift to him, by the way. So, top the.
So we know
it. Top the. Buss it. Buss it. That's what I told him. I was like, we're catching flights. Just for Valentine's Day. Top that.
I hate Valentine's Day, though.
Hey, stop that.
I know. I don't like it. But that's because I'm single, and then I have bad memories with Valentine's Day. So, but I'm still gonna buy my kids stuff. Yeah, I always. I'm that mom. She gets in the car, and there's balloons and.
No, we do that. No, we do. We buy for the kids. Yeah. We do that. We do the same thing. Honey, Dayla will come in as like, you think it's fucking Christmas with that girl. Because she already went to both me. This sister said to me the other day, Mommy, do you love me?
Oh.
I said, well, yes, Dan, I love you. Of course I love you. Well, what are you going to get me for Valentine's Day?
Oh.
You love
You have to give me a gift.
She's like, what are you going to give me for Valentine's Day? Nothing. You'll get this good God hug and keep it moving. And she said the same thing to Christopher. So, Daddy, what are you going to get me? He was like, I don't know. He was like, it's going to be really special.
Aww.
But you know, it's so different with her because, you know, the boys, it was just something I did for the boys. I always bought, you know, it was just what we did. Right. So, and they didn't expect nothing. Mm-hmm. It was just like nothing they expected. This little girl.
So we gonna change all this shit up. Right, you want some chips?
Right. Y'all fucking missing out. Anyways.
I cannot eat chips with a straight face.
You might think I don't care, but.
Right.
They don't care.
Right.
But I care. So what you get me for Valentine's Day?
Right. And you better be good too.
For real though. Like she real aggressive. I have no idea where she gets it from. Like,
Shut
your face. Anyways.
So what's going on in the world this week?
Yes. So we're coming off a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. That was fun. It was different. I think this is the first time we didn't do anything.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was really weird. It was different. But we didn't. I mean, we ended up just kind of cooking. It was funny because Chris was like, well, I want some wings or whatever. So I was like, okay, that's like, you want wings? Like, you want me to cook them wings? Or
are we buying wings?
Or are we buying, like, pre-made? I don't have to do any work kind of situation. Like,
right. What are we doing? I need to know ahead of time.
So, of course, you know. My husband with his sex self.
You had to make some wings.
No, I'm saying like, you know, you cook them. I was like, okay. Sure, puppy, yes, I will do that. So girl, this man goes out. I'm like, okay. And I told him earlier in the day.
Mm-hmm.
I told him, I said, you need to go because it's Super Bowl Sunday. Like, the longer you wait, you're probably not going to find that. And sure enough,
no,
he went to Food Lion, to Aldi, to freaking Harris Teeter, and he was running around. Oh, sidebar, I digress. Did you see how we are canceling Publix?
No. What the hell Publix do?
So it was reported that the heiress for the public's, what do you call it?
Empire.
Mm-hmm. Donated or was, well, made a huge funding donation to all the Trump rioting,
you know what?
Capital massacre is what I call it. The Capital massacre. But yeah, so, and so they tried to say that, well, she was funding. So she funded some of that. The board and like the whole family was trying to come up and say, well, she only owns like 20%.
Oh, only?
Yeah.
So like 20%.
She doesn't speak for all of us, but it's like 15.2 billion or something like that. Like,
sheesh.
Empire. And so the family, of course, is trying to save face because they're like, you know, no, you know, that's not what we represent. You know, that those are her beliefs only. That has nothing to do. Here's my thing. Mm-mm. And I said this. I said this to my husband. I said, who they vote for? That's all. That's my only question. Like, right. If you're talking about that's not, you know, that is not our thoughts. Who you vote for?
Lies and garbage because you got money and it is in your best interest.
I just wanted to know who you vote for. Right. Like I said, I don't want to hear nothing else. I don't want to hear those are not our thoughts. And who you vote for? Who did you vote for? That's it. If you can't answer that question, boom. But you know, it was an issue though with Publix before, when everybody was wearing like was getting their Black Lives Matter pins and the hats and stuff like that, where it was going on, it was telling people that they couldn't wear. They were telling their employees that they could not wear, like they had the mask, the Black Lives Matter mask, and they were telling the employees that they couldn't wear.
You know what? I'm done.
So, like I said, who you vote for? So, but yeah, so I digress. But sorry about that.
Are you good? That was good information. I didn't know.
So, yeah. So, anyways, back to my husband running around after his wife told him that he needed to go.
Don't wait till last minute to go get some chicken wings.
Exactly. Because
it's Super Bowl Sunday.
It's Super Bowl Sunday. Okay. Like I'm trying to tell you. And sure enough, he was running around and they had like one little like sampler platter. And so he came back. So anyway, so I was like, well, so he was like, we're going to do that. So anyways, we're going to do that. And then, we did that and I was like, we'll get some crab legs. So we got some crab. And so I made the crab legs and made potato salad and we had, broccoli and stuff like that. So we just chilled and watched the game. I was, definitely, going for a Kermit and well, this really sucks. You don't know nothing about what I'm talking about.
I pay more attention to football you when I'm women in a relationship.
Need to freaking
Don't do that. I know more about football than most average woman.
Okay, do you know who the quarterback is for Kansas City?
Who won the Super Bowl?
Nope. The simple fact that you had to ask that question.
No, because I mean I'm gonna clarify why I have no idea, but Tom Brady is one of the quarterbacks, right? Which team he played for? He won for whoever won, right? Okay, well, it was one of them. I don't know. Listen, all I know is I know who the quarterback is for my team. My team sucked this year. I ain't paying attention to football.
And who's your team?
The Carolina Panthers. I'm a Carolina girl.
And who's your quarterback? It is not Cam Newton.
Gone, right? I do know Cam Newton's gone.
Okay, I'm just saying.
What is his name? Teddy something.
You said what his name?
Teddy. Next, I can't remember his last
along,
name.
Moving along, we're going to talk it's about Teddy Facebook something. People and they are. That we are talking about. I'm so mad. Well, I hate talking with you people about football and sports because you don't know how to talk about it.
You know, when I'm in a relationship, I pay more attention to football because I watch. Because I'm a pleaser and so I watch. And I like watching football. I just don't know what's going on sometimes, but I watch it. I do like watching it. I love the pageantry of it all.
Well, maybe if you stopped pleasing and watched the game and learned something.
Well, yeah, because Super Bowl was on. I ain't seen Nan commercial, no halftime show. I was on my favorite chair with my favorite little person watching Little.
And that's why you missed the Michael B. Jordan commercial.
Yep, I missed all of it. I missed everything. But the memes I've seen for the Super Bowl, the halftime show were hilarious. I don't get it, but it's hilarious.
Yeah, the halftime show, I mean, it was the, you know, the weekend. It was cool. It was, I like the weekend, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I hate to be like, because I really do like him, but yeah, I was not paying attention to it. Apparently there was a streaker or something.
What?
Yeah, they got on the field, and that really, Danny, we didn't even know anything about it until today, actually.
Oh, wow.
But apparently it happened, I want to say right after maybe the halftime show. And they were like, yeah, he was way more entertaining.
Oh, wow.
Than that. And then the simple fact that, girl, let me tell you about Buddy. Security. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk about security.
Security.
I appreciate the effort.
Oh, not that.
I do. But, sir. Sir. Sir was so big. Sir tried to tackle the man and rolled and was just like, and kept rolling. How you miss him, first of all? How you dive that hard and you that big and you missed?
Oh, my.
And you...
That's a mess.
We'll have to look at it. But anyways, in long story short, I was going for Kansas City. My dad and my family are down in Tampa. They live in Tampa, so of course they were going for...
Of course.
Tampa Bay, but, you know, Patrick just can't get it together. Mm. It's okay, though. He's still dope.
Yeah.
You know, he's a dope kid. I can't take anything away from Brady. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm
just
hearing his name.
I can't take anything. He the GOAT.
Right,
like, he really
like,
is.
You can't take that away from him.
I cannot take anything away from him. Me and my dad were going back and forth about this last night. I think he said that he was going to come back. And I'm like, I felt like this is the time for him to drop the mic. You know what I'm saying? Like,
leave when you're on top.
Yeah. And that's really, you know, like he left the Patriots and, you know, and they left and they, you know, saying he was done.
He was with the Patriots, wasn't he?
Oh, don't you ever say that. I can't. You're about to make my whole ass itch. So we are not.
The Carolina Panthers, okay?
We are not.
Shout out to
a sports journalist.
The Carolina.
We're not a sports podcast, so if you want to hear any more about Super Bowl, just tap into Instant Replay with Dominic Strowski. Because we clearly can't have it.
Ooh, don't listen to that, Dominic. Don't listen to that, Dominic. I'm sorry. I told y'all her son fine.
Anyways.
He is. That's why.
So anyways, because I can't have a decent conversation. Clearly, I got to call my son to have a decent sports conversation. So you guys, again, listen to Instant Replay and get on Spotify, all the streaming networks. Oh my God.
I don't have much sense.
So the Michael B. Jordan commercial from.
I did see that. That's hot.
It was great. Mm-hmm. It was so funny.
That was funny.
The subliminals in it, though.
Right? It's too wet in here.
The subliminals. Oh, talking about it's getting a little wet in here. I was like,
oh. I love those type of puns because yes. I'm not too mature when it comes.
I know
to
neither am I. That's why I love it. I'd be like, you know what's bad though? Let me tell you what's bad. I said that's my husband, and I always I always call him out for it, and I'm just as bad as him. Like, because Christopher can't, you can't say nothing. Christopher, it'd be two people walking down the street, like, two totally simple. I bet you they think about fucking. What? Sir. And not that necessarily like that happened, but, you know, it'd be something silly
right,
like that where you
right.
just be like, why does that have to be the first thing that you go to? But dead ass, I'll be right there with it.
Oh,
like,
shit. Like I was thinking that.
I was thinking the same shit, but I ain't gonna even tell them.
That is so funny. So, I love it.
But yeah, that commercial was pretty dope. But he just found his way back into our little.
I know. He just staying relevant these days. Life. I ain't mad at him. Get your coin because your girlfriend go make sure she grabs some of it.
Mm-mm.
I'm just saying. No shade.
funny.
But you is fine, though. I'm sorry. Okay. Let me be good.
Yes.
Nope, I'm not. Why are we not being good? Let's talk about... Let's talk about somebody that ain't do nothing good, but they just got almost 10 grand. Mm. Three words. I can't even say two. Three words. Gorilla glue head. You see that shit? Mm-hmm. So, what was her name? Tessica? Jessica?
It, well, it's so crazy because her name is Tessica. Mm-hmm. And for real, though, like, she looked, like, Jess hilarious.
She
and it,
does.
It sucks. Because I know Jess probably want to slap the fuck out of this girl.
Like, you know she does.
Bitch, like, but this is the dumbest shit.
This shit
is irritating.
Right.
Like, this, so fuck.
Okay, so if you know me and you're listening to this, you know I am not a hair girl in the least. Matter of fact, I got to digress real quick. I was supposed to wear a wig when I was filming. Couldn't find any of my good wigs, and the short ones I had, my friend was like, Ty, mm-mm, nope, what we not go do. So.
Ain't doing that, bro.
We not doing that.
Not that one.
So I'm not a hair person, okay? This is one of the many reasons I got locks, because I can braid it and put a wig over it. I can keep it how it is. I got my style shaved. Ain't nobody got time for all that, okay? Matter of fact, I got fussed at earlier because I ain't even putting the oil in my head. Oops. Anyway, I am not a hair girl in the least, okay? But I do know that Gorilla Glue is not a component that goes anywhere near a follicle of hair. Okay? Anywhere, especially on
this
your head.
But that's the thing. I never understood the whole thing. Like, when it came to hair, you know, I never did the weaves. I think I got a sew-in, like, one time. And then at one point in time, the one and only time somebody put that hair glue. Hair and glue don't even go together.
I don't understand that. Right.
Like, terms don't even go together. So, I don't understand. Mm-mm. Like, the fuck is wrong with you? Like, who raised you?
Right. To put glue in your fucking hair.
And talking about, so you the got to be glue didn't work, so you went to the gorilla glue. And you're hearing that. Well, I'm wondering, like I said, my concerns is I'm like, okay, well, how does that actually work? Like, if her hair is not, like, her hair is ain't moving.
She, right. It's shiny. All she's doing now is shining it.
Man. She is a ballerina's dream right now. Like, her hair is so, it ain't moving. But I'm wondering, I'm like, okay, so you have for a month. So, like, is that blocking, like, your follicles?
It's
is that
creating,
like, what? I can't imagine, like, I don't know. It's just.
For a whole month. And then it said she had been in the ER for 22 hours and still didn't have a solution. It's like, you can shave your fucking head. You put glue in it. Why? You can't shave it even?
She can't even get to it. Did you see the video of her?
I saw the video, but you don't even think you can get to it to shave it off?
No, you cannot. You can't even get, like, it's so hard. Like, she was putting stuff on it. It's not even softening up. Like, you can't do shit. They tried to tell her to try alcohol, like, literally almost to the point where she, like, acetone. Like, you about need some acetone, possibly. Ooh. Right? But, of course, you can't put acetone on your head.
Right.
So, they can't just go in and cut it out. Like, this shit is, like, glued to her scalp. So, you can't go in and cut it off.
That's crazy. Well, she does have a GoFundMe right now that's over $9,000.
Which is dumb. Like, wow. No, I'm not funding your stupidity. Like, that was just dumb as fuck. And to sit up there and say you can get a lawyer and sue them.
Right.
Because
she's suing them.
Because it didn't say here. She thought it was okay because it said multi-use. For real?
Right. It said not for use on skin. So she said it was misleading because it didn't explicitly say you can put it on your hair. But, you know, I know they say common sense isn't common, but I would have thought that part was common, that you don't put Gorilla Glue on your fucking head. I don't understand.
I mean, you gonna go put crazy glue on your eyelid. Well, never mind. My sister did that.
Oh, but then again, you know, I don't, while we on there, I'm gonna digress. I don't understand these lashes. No shade to anybody who loves lashes and stuff. I mean, I love cute lashes. I like, you know, I may not put a lot of makeup on, but I at least sometimes put some mascara and some lip gloss on and I be popping. I'm good, right?
That's my go-to.
But I don't understand these fucking lashes that look like spiders and shit in your eye. Mm-hmm. I don't. So, like, I was so distracted by her lashes the whole time. That's probably why I missed how hard the hair is. Because I was so stuck on her lashes. Like,
yeah. No, yeah, these lashes going to be getting me. Like, how is it that you going outside and the wind blowing you, your ass can't even close your eyes because you're about to fly away?
I can't.
Like, what the hell?
I mean, I wear contacts, so maybe that's why. But, like, that's too much to my eyeball. I'm good.
I can't do it. Mm-mm. I cannot. But, yeah, so.
It's Gorilla Glue hair for you.
Yeah, though. I can't believe. I was just, speaking of, I digress again. This dumbass boy, little Uzi, who?
Oh, the fuck? Shit. Yes. This dumb shit. Listen. I could literally hear the meme in my head when I saw, never should have gave your niggas money.
All day. Like, I don't understand. How was this okay? You know what I'm saying? Like, what?
You know, it's just like.
As a medical professional, like,
how
would you do that? Like, why? And then, you know, it started bleeding. Yeah, like, it started bleeding, and he had to be rushed back to the hospital because I had a certain amount of time, and if he didn't, like,
fuck? So you spend all of this money just to have another set of problems to spend more money? Help it make sense.
But I'm still
so what,
trying
girl,
to figure out
be like,
why was this okay, like, as far as, like I said, medically, like, there has to be, you know, somebody it gotta be something that somebody thousands. That just be like, nah, right. You know, like, no, like, we can't do that, like, some type of hospital regulations or something, like, I'm like, who did it, like, who did this? But yeah, he got. And then
that's
I had
the dumbest shit ever.
Child out.
And it was like, what, $1 million or something like that? It was more than that?
Did
I don't
you just
remember.
Say one?
How much was it? I don't remember. I've been filming.
$24 million.
I know you goddamn lying.
That's a number that I heard. Let's Google.
$24 million to put. You know what? I'm so done.
Hold on.
I'm so done.
Hold on. I think it was. Oh, speaking of baby, he texted me now.
Oh, tomorrow is National Pizza Day. Well, as we're listening to this will be today. So today, go eat some pizza.
Go eat some pizza. Want some pizza?
I know I'm going to. Ooh, I only saw that because my complex is doing free pizza. Let me go ahead and claim that right now. I mean, I ain't got to cook tomorrow. Well, yes, I'm lying because I'm not eating pizza. I can't.
Yes. 24 million pink diamond.
24 million. That is the dumbest shit ever.
10 karat diamond.
Oh, it's full already. No free pizza for me. That sucks.
So, yes. Like, who raised you? Where are your parents?
Who raised you? Why would you? Why? Just.
I don't understand.
I don't even understand.
Like, I don't understand. But yes. So that's a lot of little stupid things that happen since
we've been
here.
Just make us all look bad. You know, our ancestors rolling over in their damn grave right now over that dumb shit right there.
That shit. When Dawson told me, I was just like, what? I was like, stop. Like, he was like, mom. I said, okay.
That's
I'm done.
The dumbest shit ever.
I'm done.
It's like some chick is gonna be like, ooh, baby, let me touch your diamond in your hand. Ew. My baby got the sexiest diamond in his hand. What's your man head
so
look like?
So now as crazy as people are right about now. So now you're gonna have somebody people trying to chop your head off. Cause you walk around with a $24 million diamond.
You don't need security just to go to the bathroom.
This is the dumbest shit ever.
That's just dumb.
Like, this shit is just, it's stupid.
This is stupid. Fuck. You know what else is stupid as fuck? Facebook. Let me tell you why Facebook is stupid as fuck, okay? What did you do? I hate Facebook right now. So, you know, I'm scrolling minding my own damn business, right? Facebook, it used to be the people you may know would pop up, like, occasionally. Mm-hmm. Now it seems like every time I go on there, it tells me people you may know. And I know some beautiful individuals because, you know, I know a lot of other fellow entertainers, you know, actors, actresses, musicians, military members, veterans. So I know some beautiful people. Apparently all the beautiful people I know some fine-ass people.
I hate you.
Okay. And so Facebook shows me all these fine-ass people every time I go on. Mm-hmm. I'm so mad. I'm just like, and so what I start doing, because I ain't got nothing better to do, every time I see a fine-ass person go past my, who that mutual friend? Oh, okay, let me, hey, who this? Now, this bit me already because, I love you, Whitney. I said, my friend Whitney, who this? I was like, hey, oh, wait.
Who is this?
Wait a minute. I saw a ring. My bad. She said, oh, yeah, I was going to tell you, you got a whole ass husband. I said, you know what? I fucking hate you. I hate everything right now.
Why you and she do? You called her with the bullshit. You done. I'm done.
But seriously, you know what was really funny about it? One of them. So, like, I ain't gonna lie. I clicked on a few of them. Like, I just wanted to see what they was talking about, what they was about, because they fine. I just want to see. I'm just being curious.
Just want to see how you living your fine life?
I am. Okay. Well, like, what you do on your daily basis with your fine ass. Let me see if you post. So, one of them I posted, and he had a status maybe 3 or 4 days prior that literally said, what's up with all of these new Facebook requests? And it was public. So, I responded with my dumb ass. So I didn't send you one, but you popped up on my people you may know list. That could be why. And he put the heart emoji. I think he friend requested me then after that, though. I gladly accept it.
I bet you did. Yeah. Your nasty ass.
Ew, am I here being single?
Nasty.
But I'm just saying, like, I even went through because I was bored. At the moment, because I was sitting still. We know I don't like to sit still. And I screenshot all these fine-ass individuals. Okay? I mean, it was at least 12 of them.
And you screenshotted all 12?
Wait, and I got them. I got
12 disciples?
I got my 12 disciples. And I'm done. I blocked out their names in case I ever posted. Like, if you want to know if you one of the fine-ass ones that popped off. Like, look, there's only one name I didn't blur because I know hers. But you, you could swipe, you could stroll. Just don't, just stop after you see Facebook people because otherwise, I ain't no telling what you might see. You might definitely see some other things. Ain't they fine though? See? Oh my god, damn! Who are these people? All of them can't be fake. We got too many mutual friends, too. And some of them are like people that I know. Mutual friends I know.
She should never, ever do that filter, ever.
No, she don't. You know, I digress. But I hate when you're... Ladies, you don't need all these filters all the damn time, okay? You just don't. You just don't. You're beautiful without them. Stop it. And then my toes, that was cute for all of 5 minutes.
Lead us right into our segment.
You know what?
So that's right. Catch you some hobosexual.
Let's talk about this topic here.
Hobo sexual.
I'm minding my own business. And I get a message that said, this is a topic suggestion. And it is a video from R.C. Blake, who I guess is a Christian pastor, speaker, something of that sort. That says you are dealing with a homosexual. I'm like, the fuck? So I didn't listen to the video. Like, I listened to enough to hear him say that he heard the term and he didn't finish listening to it. And then he goes into his, what he thinks it is. I stopped listening because I'm like, okay, you just doing too much. So I've looked up the term hobosexual because I'm just curious. Now, one thing I did notice is a lot of people have their own definition of what hobosexual is.
Definitely. That's what I was going to say. That's from my research. Mm-hmm. That's what it looks like.
I seriously everybody's come up with
their whole little definition of what it actually is.
Right. The most consistent definition I found of a hobosexual is a person who gets into a relationship just to have somewhere to live.
Yes.
And that makes sense. I can see that. I can see that. I mean, it's stupid, but I can see it.
And since the term actually came about from, I want to say she's an author. Mm-hmm. And her name is Nikita. Nikita, Nikki or something like that. It's like mm-hmm. Nikita and then the last name is N-I-C-C-I. But like I guess she coined the term in a book or something like that. Mm. And that's where the term came from. But again, like I said, it sounds like everybody's just kind of taking it.
Right.
And created their own term for it. Mm-hmm. What it sounds like to me is that if you are a hobosexual, well, how that translates to me is that you are attracted to nothing-ass niggas.
Well, with the hobosexual Tramp. Be the one that's attracted to them, or is the hobosexual the one that is the nothing-ass nigga?
No, the hobosexual is the person who's attracted to the nothing-ass nigga.
That's not the definition I picked up on.
That's what I got.
That's what like, you got.
That's what the... is a person who is attracted to tramps.
Right.
A hobosexual is a person who's attracted to tramps.
That makes sense, though. That makes sense. So what's confusing is this R.C. Blake guy that has the, that was the link that was sent to me as a topic discussion. His definition was completely different. It was like a person that basically can't, they're all about sex, but can't satisfy you in other ways, basically.
You know what, he was really, I guess so annoyed. Like, I get so annoyed when people try to fucking sound deep.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what he was. It was like, sir, stop.
Stop. Mm-hmm.
Because that's like the way, like literally listening to him and what he was saying, like the shit was just like, you're reaching.
Right.
But I don't know if we have it where we can play like some of what he was saying, but
yeah, because just the first part, it's just stupid.
How do you just come and say, well, I ain't finished listening to it, but this is what it means. What?
But you know what? On the sidebar, while I pull that up, what pisses me off about people is he starts off with saying, how he's listening to her and he's like, my audience is mostly single women who want to be in relationships or whatever. And I keep seeing this trend of these men that have so much to say about women and relationships. And it's like, they're capitalizing off of it. Now that's not to say that some of them don't make sense. Cause a few of them, sometimes I'm like, okay, like what's his name? Derek Jackson. I actually like Derek Jackson. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, I can rock with what he says. There's been a time or two I'm like, I don't know about that.
Right.
But most of the time, yes. What's the other guy with the light eyes? He gets on my nerves.
I know who you're talking about.
Oh, what is his name? He to me, he's always trying to make himself sound
it
deep.
It starts with a G. Wait, is it a G in his name? I know who you're talking about with the light eyes. I just can't remember his. I can't remember his name right now.
It'll come to me at some random time. But he's one of those that he always tries to sound deep. I can't stand him. Like on that level, like with relationships. He said some other stuff that makes sense, but with relationships, like can you not?
Yeah.
Just can you not? We talked about quote oneself before. We know how you feel about him.
We ain't even this.
All right, I tagged him a few times in the post. He didn't respond.
He don't want no smoke.
Okay, yeah, he don't want no smoke. He don't want no smoke. He like listen. No, Ed, go away, Ed. Okay, here we go. Let me go back. This is R.C. Blakes. Are you dealing with a homosexual?
Hey, what's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? This is R.C. Blakes, and I am so excited about being able to share with you again. I was just kind of perusing.
He was perusing.
What is it? YouTube. And I saw a young lady. I don't remember her name, but she's a content creator on YouTube, and she used the term hobosexual. Not homosexual, hobosexual. And I had heard the term before, but it just really struck me as funny, really, really, really funny this time when I heard her use that term hobosexual. And what's even more interesting is that when she used that term, I thought about my audience. 90% of my audience is female. And a great percentage of that female audience is single and looking or searching. And another great percentage of that group is tied up with what I consider to be a homosexual or your present standards.
What?
Will dictate that you will more than likely end up with a homosexual. Well, what is a homosexual? Now, this is my definition. I didn't listen long enough to get, her definition. But my definition of a homosexual is a person that can feed your lust, but cannot really improve your life. A homosexual is a person that knows how to fulfill you sexually, but has no clue about emotional intelligence. A homosexual is a person that can thrill you for tonight, but does not really fit into a long-term scheme for your life.
That's just a one-night stand.
A homosexual is a person that comes into your life and they take everything you have because they have nothing of their own. And they squander your goods, and when they're done with you, they move on to their next victim.
Homosexual. So, mm-hmm. So,
do we want to start with the fact that he didn't listen to her definition, but he came up with his own?
But he came up with his own. I mean, okay, and it whatever. But the thing is, like, why does it have to be? Why does you already have to make it so deep? Try to make it so deep,
right?
Like, it ain't that fucking deep.
Yo. It really isn't.
Like, really. Like, when I, it's just like as you think you hear homosexual, you hear bisexual, you mm-hmm. hear, you hear transsexual, you hear, like, there's, and this is what it is, hobosexual. Mm-hmm. Like, clearly, why could be this? It's the lust. And,
you throw you for a night, but,
they can, the homosexual can. Can feed you sexually, but they can't offer you anything else. Okay.
I'm so stuck on, I didn't listen long enough for her definition.
For the night. And okay, that's a one-night stand, sir. I'm sorry.
I'm still stuck on, I didn't listen to her definition, but this is my definition.
Yeah, like how do you...
You just change the whole meaning of the word? Why don't you come up with your own words?
For me, the meaning of it is that, like, it's a homosexual, somebody that is attracted to basically someone who doesn't have anything.
Well, if that's the case, I might have been a homosexual at one point in my life.
Mm.
I'm reformed. Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
I've been delivered.
Been delivered. You was all about to go down that road.
Ooh, shit. Thank God
for
the
universe.
Listen, the universe had a way of saying, hey, ma'am.
Ma'am.
Okay. Call my whole government.
She told you not to fuck.
My whole gummit. Don't do that.
My own. Didn't we tell you this was no middle of the mall? Ma'am.
This is not no middle of the mall. You cannot handle that.
So I think that people are taking the term and just kind of making it their own. I really don't. I think it's kind of, it's one of those terms that you just kind of make your own, clearly.
Clearly. That's the trend.
You know, but, you know, again, like I said, for me, it means somebody who is attracted to, somebody who's attracted to drama. Mm.
Well, I don't know if I was a homosexual then, because I ain't like the drama now.
But a drama meaning that someone attracted to you, or this word has been coming up so much, codependent.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can see that.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, that's, for my definition of what, it's just like you need somebody around you that you're attracted to people that you feel you got to fix, or
yes,
you got, you know what I'm saying? Whereas a lot of times when you know, are that type of person, you tend to attract homosexuals or people who really don't, who use you. You're, mm-hmm. you know, you're an easy target. You're, mm-hmm. so that's what that term means to me. Mm-hmm. When I hear it, I don't look at it as a term that it goes with some, like, the opposite.
Right, right.
Like, it's not, that's what the, like, you're not gonna call it nothing as nigga a homosexual. Nah, that nigga got good taste. You got money. And he got to pay for shit, so he ain't gotta pay for nothing. He's not the homosexual, it's you.
It's you.
Okay, he's not the problem, it's you.
Well, I could say, in all honesty, you know, again, thank God for deliverance. I'm going to tell my business a little bit, just because I'm sure it's going to help somebody. At some point in my life, I felt like I couldn't be with a man that I couldn't fix. Now, I didn't realize this is what it was until I got out of it, out of, you know, dealing with those type of situations. Mm-hmm. But it was like every man that I dealt with, he had to have something that was just so huge. It was like, ooh, it's a project. It's I can fix him. I can help him. I'll give him some love. And, yeah. You know, he just needs some love. He just needs somebody to love him through it. Mm-hmm. Okay, of course, now I'm like, fuck all of that shit.
Right.
But, you know, that is a lot of that, and I did read it, some of that is Libras being Libras, because we don't like to deal with our own shit. And that's a lot of why people choose situations like that. So they don't deal with their own issues and their own hurts and all of that. So
because it's easier. It's easier to deal with somebody else's.
I can put all my energy into your shit instead of mine. Yeah. Again, now I'm like, fuck that shit. So don't come with me, no fuck shit. I ain't got time. And
you heard it here first, guys.
Listen. Oh, and speaking of which, I'd be remiss if I did not digress to this. I finally listened to the whole album of Hotels.
Yes.
By Jasmine Sullivan. Listened to it on repeat twice. That said the same damn thing. I listened to it on repeat.
Yes. Girl, my shit is picking up them feelings.
Listen. Oh, them my feelings. God.
Yes. Song with her and Ari. Mm-hmm. Her and her.
Her, yes. Woo. Yes, that one. And, what's the name of the song? I shot my other best friend. Can y'all not be so loud out there? My other best friend. What's the name of the song? Price Tags.
Oh, that was, I was trying to, like, what was she talking about earlier? Yes,
Price Tags.
Yes,
and Price Tags and Feelings, and it was one more, and I'm like, ooh.
Just the whole song. The whole album is dope. Like
it really is. Even, you know, the interludes were dope.
Or was it last week? Week before last. When we were talking about it, when it first dropped, like, dope. Yes. And she killed it at Super Bowl, too.
Oh, did she?
Girl. Goosebumps. Like, I ain't never heard damn Star Spangled Banner. Well, that's a lot.
Now I gotta Whitney, listen to it.
Marvin Gaye, and now Jasmine.
I'm happy to listen that to shit. It. Because I've always loved her voice, but what I've said about Jasmine Sullivan is she make... Because of the content of most of her music, it's like you got to be pissed off to listen to it. Like you be trying to contemplate if I'm going to go kick his ass, slash his tires, throw all his shit outside. So it's like if you play too many Jasmine Sullivan songs, you know, back to back to back, you're going through some shit. So As much as I've loved her voice, she's not, because I'm just so happy-go-lucky, she's not somebody I've listened to all the time, although I love her to death. But Hotels, listen.
Oh, yeah. Honey. And we were talking about it's fun. My husband finally just listened to it. Mm-hmm. He was like, yo, I listened to that album. And so he didn't understand the meme that came out. He hadn't listened to the album yet. But the meme was basically like, the guy was selling like, yay, all girls go out here and be a hoe if you want to. But, you know, Jasmine got her shit together, so she can do that. And it was so funny because my husband was sharing it with me, and I was like, no, 100. I agree with him 100%.
Right.
You got to have your shit together. Don't go out here talking about something. Okay, I'm on my whole shit. Okay. Well, I hope you got your shit together, though. Like, you can't be going out here talking about, I'm on Hotels, and I'm going to go out here and do my thing, and I'm going to do this, and your fucking lights is cut off.
Right.
And you're trying to check somebody.
Right.
Ma'am.
Where my bag? Listen, you ain't got no lights. Honey.
Hey, girl. What are you doing? But yeah,
the whole album is dope.
Love
from
that
beginning
album.
To end. I literally listened to the whole album. That's the only reason I'm glad my little one is back in school, because I can do what the fuck I want to do during the day until she get home.
That's a fucking bass.
Right. So I had it on the speaker loud as hell, and then I was staging my house because I had I had a little bit of bad energy in my house.
I had to get rid of that.
I had to get rid of
so
that.
So you had to get some obsidian.
Yeah, I do.
So
I do.
You need to get some and you have them. I mean, they help. Like, of course, you still want to sage, but they do help just keeping them.
Well, you know, I got almost every type of crystal everywhere in every room. However, and I said as I was saging it, I'm like, you know, that person's little funky ass energy can't, like, that little energy can't vibrate. Right, in my space. Like, it just can't. But just in precaution, like, I learned the hard way about having bad energy in your house, and you be ready to kill somebody, and you don't even know why. No. Like, what the fuck? So I had, I have this mixture that you burn the charcoal, and it's like, I have the dragon's blood, don't get me lying, I don't remember all the stuff. I just sprinkle. So I had that going in one room, I had sage going in another area, and then I had, white sage burning on another thing. I had it everywhere. My dog was so annoyed with me. Like, what is all of this? Like, and of course, I got all the windows open. So he's like, I have no peace right now.
What is going on here?
Right. It's like, it's been a long time since you did it.
But he was mad. He was like, Italian here. I can chill. What is you doing? Sit your ass down.
Somewhere. Right. He was not happy. He was not with the shits. He was on the steps looking at me like, are you done yet?
Right. Man, all I want to do is lay down.
Right. He was not with the shits. But if you have not listened to Jasmine Sullivan's Hotels, oh my God, that album is straight fire. Dope. Thank you, Jasmine.
Dope.
Thank you. That may or may not be my whole album right now.
That might be your 2021.
Listen, because.
But remember, I told you when it dropped, I was like, this was for you.
You did tell me.
I told you.
You did tell me. But, you know, I get the time that I listen to music is usually when I'm doing stuff around the house. And, you know, kids in virtual school. I can't really be listening to stuff like that. So.
When I listen to that, so, yeah, this is for time.
This was for me. I ain't no hobosexual no more either.
On that note. We are going to take it on out. Thank you guys so much for listening to us on Real Talk Tuesdays. And we will catch you all next week. We're going to figure this out.
Yeah, we're going to figure it out because she could be 5 hours behind me.
Yeah, so we're going to figure it out. But yeah, we'll still
it's going to be comical.
It's going to be funny. That is going to be. I can guarantee that. It is going to be funny. But we going to figure it out. Because we got this shit.
So, straight like that. Queen shit.
Straight like that. As Jesus would say. All right. Thank you guys.
Thank you for listening.
Check us out on all of our social medias. Facebook, Instagram, and RealTalkTuesdays.com.
Thanks for listening. Keep it sexy out there. We out.
Ew.
We ain't say that sexy enough. Wait a minute. Okay, I can't say it like that. I'm done. See, your husband go kick your ass. Although the last time I did that, I got a text message. Can you not do that again?
Sorry, baby. Sorry. Well, we're gonna get out of here.
Take it on out with these big old juicy little.
I'm sorry, y'all.
We've got to take this big juicy mics away from our lips for the evening.
I'm dead. I couldn't even do it with a straight face.
We all know who doesn't have much sense in here.
Oh my God. So anyways, we out. All right.
Till next week.
Till next week, shit.